I'm okay at basketball. Baseball was more my thing.
Well, I think they have a pickup game going on at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning in the main gym for us freshmen.
You playing?
It's a co-ed game, so it's a good chance to see some hungover chicks run up and down the court, watch their titties bounce, and hopefully have them back up into your morning dickwood while you D up.
That could be nice.
You want to head over to that frat party and start shotgunning some beers?
Just give me a few minutes. I gotta call my family, tell them I'm all situated here.
Good deal. I'll be in the bathroom whacking it.
Because Mrs. Snidles had her eyebrows and babushka lasered off. Hello?
Hey, Mom, I'm at school. I'm all moved in. Everything's great.
Oh, wonderful. What side of the room did you take?
You mean left or right, or what do you mean?
What side of the room? Did you go window or electrical outlet?
There's like 5 outlets, and the window is in the middle of me and my roommate.
Oh, so everyone wins. How nice. Does your roommate do ecstasy or snort heroin?
I didn't ask him, Mom.
Well, if he does, tell him you're not interested. Not because you're a nerd, but say it gives you bad diarrhea.
Okay, Ma, sounds good.
Yeah.
I gotta get going. There's an orientation party. It's mandatory for freshmen to attend.
Oh, you should bring cupcakes. When you hand them out to the other kids, you say, "Hi, my name's Tyler. Here's to a sweet first year at college."
Okay.
You won't, but you should.
I will next time. Say hi to everybody for me, Mom.
You say hello. It'll take you 2 seconds. They're all at the dinner table dying to talk to you. Everyone, Tyler's on the phone.
Hey, Mr. Collins.
Hold on the phone.
Tyler, Mom.
Let me talk to the superstar.
Okay, here's your brother.
Thanks, Mumsy. Hey, shit stains. How's it hanging?
Not bad, Pete. It's pretty awesome here.
You get laid yet?
Nah, just unpacked.
But I'm sure you found time to smoke a few dicks and lick a few asses, right?
No.
How's the dining hall? Full of tasty beaver?
Yeah, there were a lot of cute girls. And the food wasn't too bad either. They actually served chicken parmesan.
Why don't you slap some of that parmesan cheese on a big fat pair of college jugs and have them for dinner, you fucking dick whacker?
I'll work on that.
Anyways, I talked to a couple of my landscaping buddies, and we figured that we're going to long weekend with you in early Rocktober, because Ronnie James Dio's playing up there.
Oh, okay.
Tell your roommate I got his bed.
You can sleep in my bed.
That's where Fitz is sleeping, you fucking asshole!
Pete, others want to say hello. Give me the phone.
All right, Dad. I'm sorry I didn't go to college like Alfred Einstein here, but I'm a person, too.
Just give me the phone, moron. How you doing, kiddo?
Good, Dad.
You enjoying your freedom?
Yeah.
Don't get anyone pregnant.
I won't.
Okay, here's your grandma.
Dad, I don't have time.
Say hello, yeah.
Oh, is it the ladies from the bicycle shop?
No, Grandma. It's the pharmacy.
Oh, good. Hi, Demetrius. Did the cream for my vaginal warts come in? Because, like we talked about, they're starting to spread towards the anus.
Grandma, it's not Demetrius. It's Tyler.
Oh, hi, Bobby. Why aren't you here? We're getting ready to leave.
Grandma, we talked this morning. Remember, I went away to school.
Oh, how marvelous. Well, don't study too much or you'll drive yourself bananas. Take some time for yourself, too.
Thanks, Grandma. I will.
College is supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
I had my first gal-on-gal experience in college.
Ooh.
Bea Steiner was her name. Too much hair downstairs. Not for me.
That's nice, Grandma.
All right, don't pierce your nipples.
I won't.
You didn't know Grandma diked out before, did you?
No, fortunately she never told me.
Have fun getting that image out of your head tonight when you beat your meat.
Thanks.
Uh-oh, dude, someone else wants to say hello. Did you hear that, Beef?
Yeah, nice job.
4 straight seconds. Let's hear you rip on that long.
I can't.
You're damn right you can't, because they don't teach that in one of your stupid books. You're either born with it or you're not.
Yeah, you got the magic.
Hold on a second, dildo. Someone's at the door.
I can't. Hold on. I have to go.
Coming. Just let me put the dog downstairs. Okay.
You gotta be kidding me.
Here.
I'm just returning the power drill Walter lent me last week.
That's not my drill, Bernie.
Well, I guess it's mine. May I eat now?
Oh, that's why you came over.
Yes.
Terrific. Come join us. Pete, go get Bernie a folding chair from the closet.
Why can't Grandma?
Just do it.
Thank you, Walter. Hello, yes. better? How's your health?
My labial lips itch, but other than that, I'm fine, knock on wood.
See, Yetta, the fake wood leg comes in handy.
True that.
Hello, I have to go.
I'm fine.
Sit down, Mr. Fetterman, but don't crush that big hog of yours.
Pardon me?
I said Tyler's on the horn from college.
Quickly, give me the phone. Why does this phone smell so bad?
I don't know. I didn't fart on it. I think my grandma crapped herself.
Oh, okay. Tyler, it's Mr. Fetterman.
Hey, Mr. Fetterman. How you doing?
Do you have a roommate, Tyler?
Yeah, I do.
I must speak to him immediately.
He's in the bathroom.
Go get him and bring him to me. Now!
Okay. Hey, Brandon.
Hold on a second. Oh, come on, Oprah. Let me come in your belly button. Oh, my God. Oh, love it.
Yeah? What's up?
Could you do me a favor and talk to somebody for a minute?
Yeah, sure. Hello?
Hello to you, my friend.
Who dis?
The question isn't who I am. The question is who are you?
What does that mean?
It means you can't escape the truth. What are your plans? To turn Tyler into a giant recording machine so that you can take my thoughts to your leader?
Come again?
What is your real name? Where do you hail from?
Brandon Sykes. I'm from Oceanside, Long Island.
How dumb do you think I am? Your name is 4-7, and you are a robot made in the factory on the planet Yelnats.
Really?
I know this because I too have radar.
I see.
We can make this easy, or we can make this intensely difficult. The choice is yours.
I'll go with not difficult.
Fine. Then pass this message along to your leader. I know about the pigeons, so that's not gonna work anymore. I also have buried the blender in the backyard, so better luck next time. I am not an amateur.
You did not say you were.
Let's call it a truce, or let's call it the end of mankind as we know it. Either way, fuck you. Are we clear, 4-7?
No, I get it. I'm on the radio.
Then the message has been sent.
Just give me the phone, Brandon.
Nice talking to y'all.
Die, alien.
Sorry about that, dude.
Not a problem.
Don't worry, Mr. Fenner. I got everything under control.
I know you do, Tyler. And if he causes any trouble, just pull his battery pack. That'll take him out of the game.
Good deal. Let me just say goodbye to my mother.
Right, though. And remember, no glove, no love, all right?
Yeah, I'll remember that.
Nancy!
Hey, fuckface, have fun telling ghost stories tonight with your new pussy friend.
I will.
Suck a hairy nipple. Here, Mumsy.
Stop cursing.
I wasn't, Ma.
Just go play with your cock and ball.
Right away, Mom.
All right, baby, did you remember to bring your dandruff shampoo?
Yeah, I did, Mom.
Take the label off if you're embarrassed for your roommate to see you.
I will.
Okay, go have fun at the mixer. Call us when you get back to your room.
Call you? It's probably going to be late, Ma.
That's no problem. We'll all wait up. Bye-bye.
Man... my family ain't easy to deal with sometimes.
Nobody's is.
What? Your family's a little nutty also?
Oh, yes. You know, I should actually give them a call, too. Let them know I'm okay.
You got it. I'll be in the bathroom whacking it to my grandmother eating out beef steiner.
Good deal.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Hello, son. Did you join a fraternity yet?
I'm working on it.
Well, when you do, I'll come visit so I can fuck all your new brothers.
You're too horny, Dad.
True that. Good times. Good times, son.
Great times.